heard it said that Christmas fills the air. Well, it also certainly fills the senses. We see lights of every color. We see friends and mistletoe. We smell all of our homemade favorites, like pine in a wood-burning stove. We taste everything put in front of us, maybe even a snowball or two. We touch our children's faces and our friends as we draw them close. But what do we hear at Christmas time? Do we really hear peace on earth or herald angels singing? Can we hear anything past the cash registers ringing, children laughing, or that Christmas cookie that's calling our name? Do we hear too much? This Christmas, let us not forget that it all began when the angel of the Lord appeared with a startling surprise and a secret for a young girl to hold in her heart. And just like Mary, when we forsake everything else, to simply stop and listen.
And heaven and nature sing.
Did you hear that? That would be the sound of hustle and bustle, of moving here and there, of buying this, returning that, of children screaming for Santa, some screaming at Santa. But not everything we hear at Christmas is festive. Not everything is bright and cheery. Because let's be honest, just because it's Christmas doesn't mean our fears have gone away, that our anxieties have diminished, or that our loneliness has vanished. In fact, it may very well be the one time of year we need to hear from God the very most, the one time of year that we secretly wish everything else would get quiet and He would speak.
Looks to me like we got hired for the same job.
What, at home?
And purse carrier?
And credit card handler.
That's a good one. So, you here with your family?
I'm here with my wife.
Okay.
And you?
I'm here with my two teenage daughters.
Ooh, yikes.
I know, right? Two teenagers in a mall.
I do not envy you.
So, you guys from around here?
No, we're about 2 hours south. Just drove up for the shop. She loves to come up this way.
Scoring some big points at Christmas time, huh?
Well, we'll see.
What do you mean, man? You're sitting on a park bench holding your shopping bags. You're the good husband of I've ever seen one.
I hardly feel like a good husband. Lean over my head, husband is more like it. By the time I hear the cash register ring, I cringe. I suppose I'm more like the, we're already so far in debt that what difference does even matter anymore, husband?
Well, you see those two girls over there? I have 2 days this entire season to spend with them before they go back to their new dad. I mean, he's a great guy and all, he really is, but I want to spend Christmas with them, you know? Someday they'll be too cool to spend Christmas with their old man. Who am I kidding? They probably think that already.
Probably.
At least you have a little bit of time to spend with your family this Christmas. I lost my husband back in Iraq.
Speak to me, Lord, will you give me peace? Tell
The gingerbread houses we put so much care into decorating, things can so easily crumble. But oh, how our world has been forever changed with just a word spoken through a burning bush, a word spoken through a donkey, a word spoken through an angel. Our history is rich with ancient words that have changed things forever. But none are as powerful or as life-changing as the words that simply told. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful.
True. Oh,
wouldn't trade places with you, man.
Nor me with you.
But then we're quite a pair, huh?
Yeah, really. You know, I used to always love giving an excuse that my feet hurt, so I could sit on one of these benches and watch everybody go by.
Oh, yeah. I can watch people for days, wonder where they're going, where they came from, who's waiting for them at home, what team they're bad.
Yeah, but it's kind of scary when you think about it. How many of them are just like us?
What, broke?
Well, maybe that too, but how many of them are dreading Christmas Day because they'll be spending it alone?
Well, how many of them out there who just spend way more money than they have and will regret it when the bills start rolling in? What a thought, huh? That during the most wonderful time of the year, the very people that are passing us by may be terrified.
Yeah.
Call them.
Fear not. Ironic, isn't it, that we're here tonight to celebrate a story that began with the words, fear not. Fear not, for I am with you. And suddenly Mary was asked to lay aside her fear and uncertainty in exchange for a promise that would change her life, my life, your life, forever. For in that moment, heaven's loss became our gain. A prince would come to deliver us. A lowly child would become a risen savior, and they would call his name Jesus. Both lion and a lamb, the Son of God and Son of Man. How can this be?
How can someone who's supposed to be all powerful understand how vulnerable I really am during this season?
How could someone up there possibly know how I'm feeling?
How can somebody who sees this big world spot someone as small as me when I'm hurting or crying?
Thank you. to me, speak to me, Lord, will you give me peace? Tell me truth, call my name. Through the Christmas noise, I long to hear your voice. Speak to me, speak to me, Lord, will you give me peace? Tell me truth, call my name. Through the Christmas noise, I long to hear your voice. Speak to me.
Here's what we can be assured of this holiday season. He came. He lived. He died and rose again. He saves. He heals. He hears. He speaks still today to you and to me through a friend, through a stranger, through a song, through his word. Emmanuel has indeed come. So listen, in this holiday season, you may just find yourself hearing the sound of children caroling, bells ringing, or a heavenly host of angels singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill to men."
Yeah. share with you just a moment from God's Word, from John chapter number 10. The Bible says in John 10, 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. They follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." This here message from song and play and drama was about God speaking. I want to encourage you this Christmas season to not allow the busyness of the season to silence the voice of God in your life. Now, many of you are very busy. You've got to work a couple of jobs. You've got to put a little money back here, put a little money back there, just so you can buy a gift here and buy a gift there. And you're busy. Some of you have family coming in. Some of you don't have family coming in. This is a very difficult season for many people. But don't allow the busyness of this season to silence the voice of God. Do you understand? Whenever the Messiah, Jesus, came upon the scene, it was a busy time. It wasn't Christmas season. It was wedding season. Joseph and Mary was espoused to be married. It was a busy time. Mary making the plans for the wedding and the day, and Joseph preparing the house. And yet, when the angels spoke, they stood still and heard what the message of God was for them that day. Let me encourage you to be still. Listen and hear from God today. Secondly, I'd ask you, don't allow past problems, difficulties, heartaches, future problems that you may have in the past, do not allow that to deafen your ears to God's voice. He said in John chapter number 10, "My sheep hear my voice." Many of you are allowing your past to rob you from God speaking to you today. God desires to speak. He sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross of Calvary that you and I might have eternal life through Him. That's what John chapter number 10 verse 28 said. "To them that hear His voice, He gave eternal life." I'd like to encourage you thirdly this evening, don't leave here tonight not knowing that you can hear the voice of God. He desires to speak to you. Some of you who have been Christians for many, many years have not heard the voice of God in some time. Probably because you don't spend time in His Word. This is how God speaks through us. Probably because you don't spend time in prayer and enjoying what God has given us. Creation was given for us to enjoy, and God speaks through His creation, says Psalms 19. Don't leave tonight, Christian, without knowing you can hear the voice of God. And Isaiah says, "My sins and my iniquities have stopped up the ear of God." Perhaps you're here tonight and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior. He wants to speak to you. He sent you here. You heard it on the radio. You got a flyer in the mail. You were invited by a friend or co-worker. And if you don't know Christ, what a Christmas gift. To know that you have eternal life. That's what the Bible said in John chapter 10, verse 28. "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Tonight, don't allow the business of the season to take over the voice of God. Enjoy Christmas, for Christ is the reason for the season. Don't allow your past to rob you of joy of hearing the voice of God. Don't leave here tonight without that free gift of God, Jesus Christ, eternal life, believing that He came to this earth, born of a virgin, that you are a sinner, I am a sinner, knowing that there is no other way to heaven but by the blood of Christ. Accept that free gift by faith, not of works, lest any man could boast, but by the grace of God. And you can have eternal life tonight. Father, I thank you for what our choir has done. Tonight you have brought visitors our way. God, I pray that if any here are so busy with this season that they cannot hear your voice, I ask them to be still and know that you are God and allow you to speak to them. God, if any thinks that their past is too wicked or too wrong or too long to be undone, and they won't come to you because of their past, the Bible says such were some of you. I pray tonight you would touch their heart. That one sitting here without Christ, may they put faith and trust in your Son, that wonderful gift of Christmas, Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.